Now we come today, friends, to the 17th chapter of the book of Proverbs, and we put in here at this, I think, very wonderful chapter, and we move rather rapidly through the last one, and we probably will pick up just a little tempo from now on. And we find ourselves here in chapter 17, verse 1, back again with that which we've heard before, back in chapter 15. It says, "Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife." And I would say that the activity does not always denote the working of God. All of this organization today and the many meetings that we have and the many organizations, they actually cause a great deal, I think, of confusion, and they cause a great deal of frustration. And this is a wonderful proverb that fits in. "Better's a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife." And I think of Elijah in this connection. You remember he was in the court of Ahab and Jezebel. And I want to tell you, things were going on there. In fact, religious things, but nothing that really pertained to God at all. And this man Elijah walks in and says, "It's not going to rain until I say so." And he says, "And I'm not in a mood of saying so." And he walked out. And where did he go to? He went way over and got by the brook Kerith. And he was there for a long period of time. God was training him out there in that desert. "Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith." God took Moses out of that palace of Pharaoh, and it was a scene of activity and religion again. But God put him way out on the desert of Midian. And God had to teach him there. In fact, God had to tell him, you know, I remember as a boy, I came in the house and we had company. And my mother told me, says, "Take off your cap." I didn't know, you know, you took off your cap because there were ladies present. But I took off my cap there because I was told that's what little gentlemen did. You probably have heard the definition of a gentleman. A gentleman is one who never strikes a woman with his hat on. And I was taught to take my hat off. Well, in those days, they wore the hat inside the house, but they took off their shoes. And Moses didn't know about taking off his shoes. God says, "Take off your shoes. This is holy ground." We're out there in the desert. God taught him his manners. And it's nice to get off at times and be by yourself. My wife and I, you know, when you're with people, crowds twice a day in conferences, and you're there 6 days a week, and then on the seventh day, you travel from one place to another, generally end in a place and have dinner with folk. We have just enjoyed, when we get home, going nowhere but outside in our patio in the backyard. We just sit down and enjoy each other. Fact of the matter is, I kid my wife, and I tell her, I said, "Come out here and let's sit down together and get acquainted with each other." I said, "I've been married to you a long time, and it's time I'm getting acquainted with you." And it's always a good thing to do. So that's what we do. "Better's a dry morsel and quietness therewith." God wants us to have times like that, and they're very important for our spiritual lives.